Today's daf is daf Baba Kama, daf Pei Aleph, as we near the end of Merubah, as we get there towards the end of the week. But we are on Pei Amabez. We are in the middle of a little Agadata, where the Gemara had quoted different tragedies or different peraniyos that one is allowed to daven for on Shabbos, or one is even allowed to blow shofar for on Shabbos, the Tzibur B'Yachid. The Gemara discussed different types of shchin, different types of boils, getting into the Makkos. And we are up to Videlas Hanan Elas, about 12 lines up from the bottom. The Gemara says, Videlas Hanan Elas lo bemehera tipasach, a closing door does not open quickly. Mahi, what does that mean? And that's what we said, quoted yesterday from the Maritz Chayas, that all of these cases given are situations where one should daven as soon as he can, because it is an ace rutzen right now, and it might be running out. So what's a case where the door is closing? Marzucha Amar, smicha. What does it mean, smicha? If somebody, like the Gemara talks about in the olden days, getting true smicha, right, ish v'piyish, becoming a sama for Moshe Rabbeinu, and if somebody doesn't get smicha at a certain time, and he loses the opportunity, then he probably won't get smicha. And the Gemara elsewhere tells stories about Rabbanim who never got smicha because the situation didn't present itself again. My father always likes to quote Shmuel. Shmuel is not Rav Shmuel, it's just Shmuel. Because Shmuel was a doctor who was really taking care of all the other Amoraim, so never had a chance to get smicha. So he was Shmuel. But still, that's the one of the examples given. Ravashi Amar, Kala Marian Lo, Lo Bimheira Mitivin Lo. If anybody is having bad mazel, so to speak, Kala Marian Lo, it doesn't change, sometimes it doesn't change overnight, in the natural scheme of things. Lo Bimheira Mitivin Lo. We'll see the Mi'iri in a second. Ravacha Midifti Amar, Lo Olam in Mitivin Lo. Not just it won't switch quickly, but it might never switch. And the Gemara says, Velohi, that's not really true. Ravacha midifti milsa denafshi hu da'amar. He was really saying something about his own, a personal situation, but not that it is true for everyone. The Meiri here says what we all know about, or we would all feel about this, and that is no matter what's happening to a person, it might be mazels, but you could daven and change it. You could daven and change it and control your destiny. Afalpi, says the Meiri. Even though somebody has a certain mazel, he's under the celestial spheres. And it seems like a door is closing, it doesn't open quickly. Right? Generally, we say there is some type of mazel. So says the Gemara, says the Meiri, Mikol Makom, Ein Baze Ikuv Mikol Vachol. This doesn't totally control you, though. Ella hadavar maser litfila ulamaisim uli olam shari tfila o maisim tovim lo ninalu. The doors of davening and maisim tovim are never closed. Ella maginin ba'ado umishanin alav sidre brachus shalo. Tfila and maisim tovim could change your brachus, could change what's supposed to happen, right? To rip up gzeris. Vide davar ra'ui umuchrach be'emuna ubegidre hadas. And that is something one must believe, says the Meiri. That's it. It's given over to Tefillah and Maisim Tovim. We've had the Meiri, the Ritva. The Ritva, I think, at the end of Maseches Tainis, we've quoted twice before. That is, Yesh Ein Mazal Yisrael, except for an Adar and Av. An Adar and Av, there is Mazal Yisrael. One Latov, one Lara. But other than that, says the Meiri, a person has control through his Tefillah and his Maisim Tovim. Let's continue. V'halokeach Bayis Be'eretz Yisrael. The third one on the list was, if you buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, kosan alav ono afilu b'shabbos, then you could write an ono is some type of document, Rashi says shtar mechira, even on Shabbos. So b'shabbos hakadaitach, really? You could violate Yisurei Daraisa to buy a house, buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos? You could write? Gemara says, no, I didn't mean that. Ela kedama Rava Hasam, like Rava explained it there, omer l'nachriva oseh, it means you are allowed to violate amir la'akum. You're allowed to tell a guy to write a shtar mechira for you to buy a piece of land in Israel on Shabbos. So Hachanami, just like he says it over there, so to hear, interpret it as such. Hachanami, Omer Lanachri Ve'ose, you can tell a non-Jew to write for you, and he can do that. The Afalga, finishing the Gemara, the Amira Lanachri Shvosi, even though usually it is an Isser Drabanan to tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, right? And it's Aser. It's also Rabbanan, not the Raisa Pashtus. Mishumisha Veretz Yisrael, the Gozer Be'Rabbanan. But Mishumisha Veretz Yisrael, the Rabbanan were not Gozer in this case. So two major issues that come up here. Number one, the issue of Amir Lakam itself. The Issa Rabbanan of Amir Lakam. So I said Pashtus is this is the Rabbanan, because there is, that's 99% of the Mefarshim. There is one day in the Rishonim, Smag. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, or Moshe Mikutzi, quotes in Mitzvah Ayin Hei, in Losa say Ayin Hei, quotes a Medrash, and he thinks based on the Medrash that Amir La'akum is included in an Isser Daraisa on Shabbos. Kol Malacha Lo Ye Aseh Bohen. It says in the Mechilta in Parshas Bo, Lo Sa'aseh Ata, V'lo Ya'aseh Chavercha, V'lo Ya'aseh Hagoy Malachtacha. Mashma Mikan Sha'asur Li'Yisrael La'aniach L'Goy La'asos Malachto, Bein B'yantif, Bein B'Shabbos, Mida O'Raisa. That is the Shita of the Smag, that Amir La'akum is Asur Mida O'Raisa, based on the Pasuk of No Malacha should be done for you. Lo Ya'aseh Bohen, period. That is, though, a Das Yachid. Ruba the Ruba of the Rishonim, everyone besides the Smag and the Uraya maybe, everyone else says that Amir La'akum is an Isser Durabanan. What is it with Gemara? What is it with many Gemaras? Amir La'akum Shvus. Right? Many Gemaras. So what is Shvus? I mean, it's a lower level Daraisa. You have to interpret the... Right. Logazurabanan. Right. You have to figure out what he does with the Gemara. Okay, so that's the Smag versus all the other Shitas. What are the other Shitas that hold this Durabanan? So there are three different Svaras given for this Issa Durabanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says, why is Amir Lakam Asr? Because if you are allowed to ask a goy to do Malachah on Shabbos, you might come to do it. Xera, you might come to do it yourself, so therefore, you're not allowed to ask a goy to do Malachah on Shabbos. Rashi, in two different places, quotes two other ideas. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezvav, quotes, it's a violation of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Mimsoch Hapsucha V'davar Davar. Right? Your Shabbos is supposed to be different. Right, just like that pasuk is the sort of Kibalto Measos Chefsecha Measos Rachecha Mimsoch Chefsecha V'Davar Davar. That's the Makor V'Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, and Dibor should be different, and your Hiluch should be different. Everything is different on Shabbos, so you're not supposed to ask a guy to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. That is Rashi and Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav. But Rashi that we discussed all the way at the end of Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Gimel, says you're not allowed to ask a guy to do Malacha for you on Shabbos. Why? Shlichus, because he's your shliach. And therefore, it's a problem for you to do malacha on Shabbos because you're doing it through a shliach. All the achronim ask, ain't shlichos l'goy. A guy halachically cannot be a shliach. We discuss that in Maseches Kedushin. So, the Hagos Maimonios and other achronim say, maybe the Rashi is holding, there is shlichos l'goy l'chumra. L'goy l'chumra, again, it's a derabanan. Generally, we don't hold, a guy can't be mafresh truma for me, and a guy can't get married for me, because he's not betorah as those worlds. But to violate an isser on Shabbos, it is good enough, l'chumra. So that is even for getting married, but he's not b'toras gaining kedushin. He's not b'toras gaining. You have a special limud for an eved, right? But a guy is not, so that's why he would not be included. There are many nafkaminas. Well, the Achronim set up Rambam, Rashi, Rashi, and they quote the nafkaminas based on some cases which would fall into one isser. Let's say a case which is not usser for you, but it's usser for the guy. Is that going to be usser? That might be one violation, or other cases where you might not ever come to do it. Those are the three svaris for Amira La'akam. But then specifically this case. Specifically this Gemara. The Gemara says that you're allowed to ask a goy to write the shtar for you on Shabbos because Amira La'akam is a shvus and b'bakam yishav Eretz Yisrael lo'gazer be'rabanam. So there was a major machlokus rishonim how to interpret this Gemara. It comes up here, it comes up in Maseches Gittin and elsewhere. Rov Rishonim assume that what we are talking about here is one shvus. There's one Issa Darabanan. You are asking a guy to do an Issa Daraisa. You're asking him to do the malacha of ksiva on Shabbos. Asking a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos is one Issa Darabanan. It's a shvus, right? If you would ask a guy to do a Darabanan for you, that's a shvus to shvus. But this Gemara, Pashtus, is an Issa Daraisa. You're asking a guy to do a malacha Daraisa for you on Shabbos, and it is still mutter. Why? Yishav Eretz Yisrael. It's mutter called Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Other Gemaras tell me that there is one other mitzvah that one might violate, one might be allowed to violate a one singular Issa D'Rabbanan of Amir La'akam, and that is Bris Milah. Bris Milah and Yishav Eretz Yisrael are special mitzvos. Bris Milah, the Gemara says in Nedarim, that there are a lot of brisos nichras between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem on Bris Milah. So those two are asur, usually it's asur, it's a shvus, but B'makam, these two mitzvahs, these two very special mitzvahs, the Rabbanan were not goes there. But by all other cases, generally what we hold, and this is what we hold in Shulchan Aruch, one shvus is not good enough. You need a shvus dishvus. You need a double shvus. You need to ask a guy to do a malacha derabanan. a guy doing a Malacha Drabbanan, it's a double Shavuos, and that's Mutter. B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam Sarach Rabim, B'makam Hefsin Merubah. Any of those, every case one has to ask about, but that's the general rule. That's what this big Tosfos discusses, that there are some Gaonim that wanted to generalize. Shavuos, the Itur, Shavuos B'makam Mitzvah is always Mutter, and Tosfos, and we pass from the Shulchan Aruch, no. It's only Shavuos B'makam, these Mitzvahs, is mutter, but in general you need a shvus de shvus b'makam mitzvah. You need a double drop on it. That is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simon Reish. Where's the one I wanted to mention? In Simon Reish, in the Reish Nun, in the do I have it here? It was quoted earlier in the Reish Nun, where it talks about preparing things on Shabbos in terms of bishul. So that's where we paskin only shvus de shvus b'makam mitzvah is mutter, and not one shvus. There is, though, an Ar Zarua. There's an Ar Zarua in our Gemara, where the Ar Zarua says, what are you asking him to do? You're asking a guy to write. You're asking a guy to write, l'chora, the guy's not writing in Hebrew. The guy's writing in his own language. So says the Ar Zarua, you know what Ar Gemara means? Ar Gemara is talking about a case of a shvus to shvus. Why? Because the Ar Zarua holds that only writing in Hebrew is Asr Midaraisa on Shabbos. That's Ksiva. Writing in any other language is Asr Midrabanan. That's the sheet of the Ar Zarua. And that's why this case is a beautiful case of a Shvus to Shvus. You're asking going to do a Drabanan, Shvus to Shvus, Baka Mitzvah. It's the exact rule. So that's what we paskin. We paskin the Shvus to Shvus, Baka Mitzvah. The halacha of the Ar Zarua is fine. But the detail of the Ar Zarua about Ksiva, so that is something we generally don't hold of. Well, but we say, okay, it's an Ar Zarua. Ar Zarua. So Ar Zarua says, might say many things. The problem is, it's not just an Ar Zarua, it's a Ramah. The Ramah quotes this Ar Zarua. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch, where they quote this halacha, Mutter likros bayis be'eretz Yisrael, min eino Yehudi b'Shabbos, you're allowed to buy a house from an non-Jew on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, v'chosam umale b'arkos shalahem, and you can have it signed in their arkos, the Ramah, b'ksav shalahem, in their language, de'eino asar rak midrabanan, u'misham yishav Eretz Yisrael lo gazru. That is the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berura, wrote to Lomar, Deksiva zuhi midrabanan, v'hari shvus to shvus al yidei eno Yehudi. It's a double drabanan. Mishem hachi hitir mishem yishav Eretz Yisrael. V'yayin v'biyar alacha, says the Mishnah Berura, debiyarnu, didas ar zarua das yichidahi, v'ein lo shum makam b'shas. Does anywhere in Shas, why should only Hebrew be asa daraisa? Ksiva is any language. V'chol ha-poskin chokin al-zeh. V'svir lu-davik sav shalahem u'asim mid-araisa. Any language. What, you want? Hebrew has a special status? Okay, maybe in terms of davening. The Shulchan Aruch says, davening in any language, maybe Hebrew is different. Even if you don't understand everything that Mr. Brewer quotes earlier, that it has a special status. But v'yafilo hachi, tiru b'kana de'inu hudi b'shem yishav Eretz Yisrael. No, the point here is that even though it's daraisa, you're allowed to ask an Eino Yehudi to do it, one shvus b'maka mitzvah, because of these special mitzvahs, Yishav Eretz Yisrael, and the bris milah Tosfos talks about. But that is the general rule, shvus to shvus b'maka mitzvah. Okay? Know that Ar Zarua. Ar Zarua, either way, even though we don't pass it like it, it does highlight the status of Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, we're going to mean the Yontif, Rav Tonami called Lashon. Where Lashon HaKodesh is something, is somewhat special. That's the assumption is that's what the Gemara. I understand that that's how the Mishnah Berurah explains. That's how the Nosei Kelim explain it. That's what the Gemara says. Can't be that you're violating. Okay, one other ha'ara, and then we'll get on to the Takanis in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Gemara says here Yishav Eretz Yisrael lo gazru, and the Meiri here says just in one line, Meiri who lived in Provence. Mitzvah al kol adam Yisrael likvoa diraso be'eretz Yisrael uliyashva kefi kocho. It's a mitzvah for every Jew to live in. In the times of the Meiri, it was not as settled. There was not much here, and yet the Meiri says mitzvah likvoa diraso uliyashva kefi kocho. And you have to be miyashivit. You have to settle it right as much as you can. Right. This is clear. It's a clear cut halacha. Almost all the Rishonim quote it. The problem is the sheet of the Rambam. Right? That's the sheet of the Rambam. Why doesn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban quotes it. The Ramban is clear. And, interesting, one of my former Balabatim in Woodmere pointed out, whatever the sugi is, it's amazing that in Yahadus, you know, we always look for chumras. And in many, we always look for chumras. We're trying to be medactic about every sifkatan of every... And all of a sudden here, you know, we try to figure out, oh, the Rambam holds this, and that's what I hold.
95% of the Rishonim hold one way. Right? And all of a sudden, there's a Rambam that doesn't count it, and there's a Tosfos and the Ksubis, and put it together, this one, and now all of a sudden, oh, okay, I found the Kula. Every other area of Halacha, we look for Lachachilas. And all of a sudden, for some reason, you know, this is somebody who's not coming so soon, I don't think, Halavai, they should. But Be'ez Hashem, all Jews should come soon. But it's amazing that this Halacha is, for some reason, that many have tried to find kulas instead of every other area of halacha, how we try to look for lechachilas and hidurim and mahadrins and this and have a higher level. We should also try to be machmir here too. But the big shaila is, why doesn't the Rambam quote it? It's pretty clear, the Megillas Esther says in one of the great notes of Kalim, he doesn't hold of it, it only applies when the Bnei Yisrael were originally went in, but it doesn't apply anymore since they went into Galus. The major problem with that shita is that there are six places in Mishneh Torah where the Rambam paskins Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, you know, certain halacha, including our Gemara. The Rambam paskins this way. If there's no mitzvah anymore of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, how could you paskin this way? It's halacha. So you have to say the Rambam holds it. There's just a reason he doesn't count it. The Rambam doesn't count many mitzvahs. He has all rules and regulations. What's counted as one of the 613 and what's not counted as one of the 613? So that's why rove of the poskim, not the Megillas Esther, not the Satmar Rebbe, but other than that, almost all poskim hold that the Rambam does hold that it's a mitzvah daraisa. The question is, it's not counted. He quotes that all the Gemaras at the end of Ksubis, that a husband could force a wife and a wife could force a husband to come to Eretz Yisrael. If there's no mitzvah anymore, why do all those halachas apply? In Eved forcing an Adon and an Adon forcing an Eved. All those halachas. And he quotes even halacha lamaisa. Those Gemaras at the end of Ksubis where the Amoraim rolled around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam quotes that in Mishneh Torah. What's he quoting that in Mishneh Torah for if he doesn't hold of it as a mitzvah? So all over the Mishneh Torah, he quotes Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So there's a problem. Why doesn't he quote it as one of the 613? That doesn't mean he doesn't hold of it. Right? Just like many poskim say, he doesn't quote Birchas HaTorah. But there it's not so controversial. Oh no, he holds it's included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? There's no problem according to most Mefarshim. It's included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Birchas HaTorah, he's taken a Shepherd Torah. It doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. So here too, many Mefarshim explain it's included in some other mitzvah. Which other mitzvah is it included in? We'll get to today's daf, don't worry. Which mitzvah is included in? So there are a number of options. The Avnei Nezer, Sachat Shavar says, it's included in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. You have to drive out the seven nations when you go into Eretz Israel. Obviously, says the Avnei Nezer, if you're driving them out, why are you driving them out for? You have to drive them out and then go live somewhere else? You're driving them out in order to live there. And when you have two stages of one process, you only count one as a mitzvah. That's the Avnei Nezer in Tafnun Dalet, where he has a big piece in the end of Yerodea about Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. Rav Shechter assumes in Ikvei Hatzon that it's included in the mitzvah of Ha'amadas Melech. Ha'amadas Melech. You have to live there in order to go appoint the king. You have to appoint the king in Eretz Yisrael. So how can you appoint the king if there's no mitzvah to live, you know, under the king, with the king ruling over you? It's included in the mitzvah of the Ha'amadas Melech. He even says setting up a Jewish state is part of the mitzvah of Ha'amadas Melech. Right, that's Rav Shechter's opinion. There is one more, and then we'll move on. In the Rav Shaul Yisraeli, in the Eretz Chemda. So he quotes, it's included in the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. He says, after all, Birchas HaMazon, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, the Gemara says in Brachas, there are certain ideas you have to mention in benching. And if you don't mention it, you're not Yotze. You have to mention Torah, you have to mention Bris Milah, you have to mention Malchus Beis David, and you have to mention Eretz Yisrael. They're all mentioned in Noda Lecha. Right, so you have to measure off. So you have to thank Hashem and be makir tov to him for Eretz Yisrael, but you don't have to live there. You have to be moes b'zeh. So he thinks it's included in b'chiddush in Birchas HaMazon. So that's the Rambam. Why? Mustafa. That's the. There's a lot more, but this is the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam quotes this halacha. He quotes those words. So you have to say that he holds of it, and there's a reason why he doesn't count it. Period. Okay, let's continue. If there's time at the end, like we always say, we'll continue with it. There are two other shiurim though to have today. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani to pack into the next 25 minutes. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Halakeach here be'Eretz Yisrael. If you buy a city in Eretz Yisrael, Kofino solikach laderach me'arbu ruchoseha yishev Eretz Yisrael. If you buy something in Eretz Yisrael, we force you to not only buy a certain area, but you have to buy the roads to get to that area, to make sure it's easy and accessible for all those coming, because if Yishev Eretz Yisrael, more people buy more, and therefore it'll be better, right? Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Meiri says. You know, you got to buy the paths getting there. That's what the Meiri again says here. Kedei lahaflig biyishuva shiu yecholin b'chol ha'yarosh shebol lachzor v'lavosha mikol tzad. Right, like the tent of Avram Avinu. Tana Rabbanon, Asara Tanaim Hisna Yoshua. There were 10 conditions that Yoshua made with all of the Jewish people as he took them in on that 10th day of Nisan many years ago. 10 takanis, as we are about to have. The purpose of all these takanis explains the Yad Eliyahu, one of the Achronim, Hatam Shet Takanis Elu, as we'll see. Why did he do it? Mibnei Sharatza Lohasir as a Ketata V'Yis Tacharus Meshaveyo Re'eo. He wanted to remove the fighting and the inner contests that people have, the competition, because right up until now, there was no competition. Why? Everybody got the same thing. Everybody got the mun. Everybody's shoes grew with them. Everybody had the same amount of food every single day. So there was no reason. If we all had the same, then there's no jealousy. There's no fighting. You don't have more than me. But all of a sudden, now we're going into Derech HaTeva. We're going into Eretz Yisrael. This Shevet's going to have this piece of land. This Shevet's going to have this piece of land. And every family's going to have. It's going to be different. So now you need takanas. Says Yeshua ben Nun, I'm going to make 10 takanas to try to do my best to prevent fighting. He made these takanas so there will be less machlokas amongst the Jewish people. That's what he tried to do. So what are these takanas? Here we go. Sheyu Marin Becharshin, number one, that you're allowed to let your animals graze in other people's forests. Umelaktin Eitzim Besodoseyem, and if you need some wood to or grass to give food to your animal, even if you're somebody else's property, you're allowed to take it. Umelaktin, everybody's meaning automatically mochel. That would be stakanis. Umelaktin asavim b'chol makom chus mitilton, and you're allowed to gather people's grass from anywhere, except if the grass is in a tilton field. What's a tilton field? So we know tilton from the yihiratzons that we say on Rosh Hashanah night. Shulchan Aruch says there's one of the yihiratzons that you say when you eat tilton. That's fenugreek. Every year I go into the supermarket looking for fenugreek. Haven't found it yet. But that's tilton, right? You say the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But what's the point here? The point here is that grass helps the fenugreek grow. And therefore, that's why if you take out the grass, the whole tilton field is gonna be finished. That's why you're not allowed to take grass from a tilton field. The kotmin yitios b'chol makom chutz migrofi yosho zayis, and you're allowed to cut off some branches, and the Baal HaElon won't be upset at you, except for the shoots that come out of the bottom of an olive tree, olive bush, because that would destroy the olive branch if you cut it too low. Uma'ayana yotze betchila, and also a spring that all of a sudden you discover in somebody's field, b'nei ha'ir mistafchim nimenu, anybody could use it, right? You can't say, oh, it's your spring, it came out in your field. No, springs are, you know, belong to everyone. They're natural, and therefore they belong to everybody. Imagine if you say the same thing about oil. Umechakin bima b'yamashal tveria, you're allowed to put out nets in the yam of tveria. Does that mean the kineret? Pashtos. Yam of tveria. Obelvachal yifros kala, as long as you don't spread the net so wide, v'yamadis asvina, that it's going to stop the boats from going past, you know, you can spread out the little nets. Even though, Rashi explains, and the Mefarshim explains, even though Tveria is in one Shevet's property, it's in Naphtali, but still, that's the there. Anybody's allowed to go fishing there. V'nifnin la'achari ha'geder, v'yafilu besadim alei acharkom. Anyone is allowed to go to the bathroom behind a person's fence, because right, they didn't have regular bathrooms in those days, even though it's a field that's full of karkom, saffron, which might be a little bit damaged because of the odor, still it's okay, it's mutter. This is Kavod HaBrios. Umahalchin b'shvili harishus, achetereid revieshniya. And also, as we'll see, if it's you're allowed to walk on people's, the Gemara's going to explain each one of these. You're allowed to walk on people's personal property, on their grass, before the second rains. Once the second rains come and things really start growing, then you're going to ruin it by walking on that property. But while it's all dry and you're not going to ruin it, that's why you're allowed to walk on their personal property. And also, when the field is all full of mud, you're allowed to walk on the edge of their fields also, so your feet don't sink into the mud in the middle of the street. They didn't have paved roads in those days. Let's say you're taking a nice spatzir with your wife, and all of a sudden you're in the middle of somebody's vineyards and you're lost and you have no idea how to get out. So you're allowed to make your way out, and you're allowed to break off vines that are in the middle of your path, even though you're damaging, but still you have to get out. You know, you have to do it within reason, but you're allowed to mafsig bolem mafsig v'yored in order to get out. The Meiri says, we'll talk about this later also, you got to pay for it afterwards, but you're allowed to do it in the first place. And finally, last halacha, umeis mitzvah kona makomo. A meis mitzvah, somebody, you find a dead body on the way somewhere, it's kona makomo, you bury it right there. Okay, we're going to talk about each of these on right now. Number one, Shimar and Becharshin, you're allowed to let people, animals go in your forest. Amar Papalam and Elabadaka Bagasa, that's only a daka animal, like a sheep or a goat, in a gasa, in a very dense, thick forest. That's what's allowed. Avaldaka Badaka, even a daka, a sheep or a goat, in a very sparse forest, we only have a couple of trees and branches, where it's totally going to ruin it. Bagasa bagasa, or you have a cow in a, even in a thick field, low, that you can't do because that's going to ruin the whole thing. The kalshikin gasa badaka of dilo, and surely a large animal in a very sparse forest for sure is not allowed. Umalak, yeah.
Is that tie into the against the chat that we said that initial is the magadlin as it's a disarming
The Mishnah says Megadlin, but remember the Gemara also said within 30 days you're allowed to. So you could always say this is talking about within the when the time that you're allowed to have it.
No, but I'm saying, oh, I see.
The time you're allowed to have it, maybe that's what it's talking about. I mean, that's an easy limit. Umalakdin eitzim misadosehen, and you're allowed to gather the wood from their fields. Lo amar ela behizbi vehigi. You're only allowed to take hizbi vehigi, which are low bushes. Aval b'shar eitzim lo, you can't take other wood because people that's other wood is more chashiv. You can't just take that. Right, yesterday, unbelievable, I saw all these, like, Tuesday afternoon, there's a bunch of boys coming down the steps over here with shopping carts. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, we're getting wood. I said, Lag BaOmer? They said, yeah. I said, Lag BaOmer? It's not even Pesach yet. They're already getting wood. They said, yeah, last year we couldn't find any. It all ran out before, and so we're starting early. And they would go away. They knew there's a construction zone here, so they came with the wood and the bottom. Unbelievable, they walked with all this wood. I'm going to have some bonfires this year. Anyway, that's taking wood from all over the place. That's what we're talking about here. Shari eats some low. I hope it was his mivihigi. V'yafilu his mivihigi lo amran el mechubarin. Also his mivihigi, you're only allowed to take mechubar. If it's attached, low bushes that you're allowed to take. Aval betlushin low. But solution, if they're already detached, meaning the balabayas already made them into piles, you could already see that he's planning to collect them, so then you can't take it. And even if it's attached, lo amr nela balach, only if it's moist, meaning if it's fresh, avol biyaveshim lo, but if it's dry already, you cannot, because, Rashi quotes, dai to olam la'or, because obviously if they're dried out, that's perfect firewood for the owner, he wouldn't want you to take it. And all of these are also, as long as they don't have very strong roots into the ground that has been there for a while, and if you take it, you're going to ruin it. That's basically the general rule. If you're going to ruin something totally, you can't take it. If not, and you could be assumed that he's going to be mochel, then you could take it. Next. You can take grass from anywhere except for a tilton field. The tilton malula asavim. So is this telling me that for tilton, grass is good for tilton? And that's why you can't take the grass because it's going to ruin the tilton field. Ramini, but the Mishnah says in Kelayim, tilton should also in mini asavim. If you have tilton and grass that grew, ain mechayven ozolakar. You do not, Bezdin does not make the person be okar and uproot his field. Why? So Rashi says, even though it's Kelayim, he's going to uproot it anyway because the grass is bad for the tilton. He's going to uproot, so you don't have to make him uproot it because he's going to uproot it anyway. But what do you see from there? That grass is not good for tilton. Tosva says, he can't say that that's the reason. He's going to uproot it anyway. You know what the reason is? Because it's not Kelayim. That's the reason. Can't say he's not going to uproot it anyway because maybe he won't right away. And Tosva discusses a little bit about Kelayim here in Dibur Maskil Ein. So Amr, so which is it? Is Tiltan good or not good growing with grass? So Amr, Birmiya, Lokasha, Kan Lazera, Kan Lazirin. It depends why you're growing it. Are you growing it for Zera, for the seeds? There are seeds, it's like peas in a pod, of the tilton, or you're growing it for the stalks of the tilton. Lizera kashula asavim. If you're growing it for the seeds, then grass is bad for it. The mechachshile, because it takes some of the nutrients, and therefore the seeds don't grow properly. Lizirin, but for the stalks, malala, it's good. Tchikaimi bine asavim mirkava, because if it grows all together, the grass supports the tilton, and therefore it grows together nicely. Ibayasema, or the difference is kanla adam kanla behema. Depends if you're growing the tilton for a person or for an animal. Since you grew it for an animal, so that's fine to have grass if you're growing it for an animal. So that's Gemara 1 minute. So how does a person walking by know whether he could take this grass or not? We just said certain grass that grows with tilton you can't take, and certain you can take. So how does he know? What was the whole purpose of the takan of Yoshua? Amar Papa, Shire Mishare La'adam. If it's growing in nice, perfect flower beds, so then fine, you know it's grown for an adam because it's nice and neat. Lo shari mishari the behema, and if not, it's for a behema. Period. Weiter. The code min diya b'chol makom chus mi grof yoshal zayis. You're allowed to cut down little natios anywhere except for the shoots that come out of an olive. The bottom of an olive, right? Shesilem, right? It says by an olive, right? In Tehillim, right? The shtilei zesim shaviv lo shulchanecha, the shtilim of an olive bush. So you can't go all the way down. Pirush should be tanchum rabim brius mishum zokin echad. Pretty unusual that pirush in the Gemara. It's usually in Rashi. The other Gemara says they explained it in the name of zokin echad bizayis kebetsa, by an olive tree. You have to leave at least a betsa at the bottom that you don't cut. Bikanim ubikfanim, when you have reeds, and by your vines, minipakakulamala, you have to leave from the knot of the, my Rashi is the kesher, the knot is usually a knot at the bottom of the tree, and it grows above that. You have to leave from there, only allowed to cut from there above it, but not under it. Vishar kal hilanos, and all other trees, min ovo shal ilan velo min chudo shal ilan. You're allowed to cut from the ubo shal ilan. What is that? Rashi quotes the soft leaves, and not the hardened leaves, which are really considered like the trunk. And therefore, you can't cut that because that would ruin the tree. And also, min chadash ein osafer, you're only allowed to cut new branches which don't really produce fruit yet. Below min hayashan shosafer, not from yashan, which produces fruit. Mimakom shein aroas acham, and also only from parts of the tree which you could already foresee will not grow so well. Very low down, it's not going to see the sun. Below mimakom shein aroas acham, and not from a place which sees the sun. Shenemar or mimegetvo shamish. Right? And it says in Zosah Bracha, right, it says Tfuah Shamesh, Tfuah, that sees the sun, grows very nicely. So you ought to cut these trees. What about Baltashkas? What about Baltashkas? You know, we know that fine, mitzad, stealing, it's not a problem. What about Baltashkas? So there is a major machlokas, haposkim, machlokas starts off in the Rishonim, what the svara is for Baltashkas. Many nafgaminis, right? Rabbi Daniel Feldman, one of my chaverim, and in one of his svarim, has an article about this Baltashkas. So is Baltashkas, what many mefarshim assume, the Nitziv writes as Beferish in Dvarim in the Isra Baltashkas, the Isra Baltashkas is the fact that you're not using it for human hana'a. That's the problem. It should be used for human hana'a, and you're not using it for human hana'a, and therefore that's the problem. That's the problem. You're mashkis, you're being mashkis this entity. Venira b'dayto ki b'chal iser lav shel malkos eina ela b'ilanos. I'm sorry, that's the Tor Tzmima, but the Nitziv says, let me find the Nitziv, it's later on. And this is as Beferish, it's all about the fact that you are not using it yourself. And this is what the Komash and Nitzrach Lahanas Adam mitzvah shelo lahashlis elo lehenos bimenu. Right? The mitzvah to get Hanoah from what Hashem gives you in the world, and not to destroy it. And this is also what the Svarno seems to say. Also, a number of Farshim seem to say this. The Sefer HaChinuch, though, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Chavtetz, where this is quoted, says nothing about the Hanoah. From him, it seems that the Isser is the Maisha Hashchasa itself. You are destroying God's work. You can't destroy God's work. It doesn't matter if you're going to get benefit from it or not. You are destroying God's work. Shorish HaMitzvah. Love the good. Right? You're going to be influenced. If you destroy things, like the Sefer HaChinuch always says, you're going to become a destroyer. No, you have to, right, the Sefer of Cook couldn't kill a fly, right, that was just who he was, right, you couldn't, right, so it's a Maisa Hashchasa per se, it's not just that you are ruining the Hanas Ha'adam. There are many differences that might be totally on this. What happens, the biggest one is, which Tosfos discusses in a few places, in Brachas and elsewhere, what if it'll be more beneficial for you to destroy something? Let's say it's the wood, the lumber from this tree is worth more to you than the few fruit that it produces. So if you say it's all about the Hanas Adam, then you might say, then you no problem, because it's worth more to you by cutting it down. But if you say it's the Maisa Hashchasa itself, then even Afal Pikein, you might not be able to destroy it. So that is one nafgamina. That's one. But again, there are others. What about L'shei Mitzvah? What if you don't destroy it totally? Let's say you just cut off some branches, like our type of case. That's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Meiri in Brachas discusses it, and other Makaris, which we don't have time for right now. But again, that also, if it's the Maisa Hashchasa itself, so is this a Maisa Hashchasa? You're leaving it, basically, not destroying it, but if it's the Hanoas HaAdam,
So then you might, I'm sorry, if it's the Hanasa Adams, then you might say that you cannot destroy it. If it's the Maisa Ashchasa, then you can't destroy it because it's not considered a Maisa Ashchasa here. Either way, you have to say some heter here, because we're talking all about cutting down some bushes and some trees. You have to give some type of heter why they're not violating Bat Hashkas in this case. Most, Bat Hashkas is in this Daraisa. What's included in the Daraisa is a question. Just trees, or even any type of Hashkas? Like the colloquial way of using Bat Hashkas is anything. You know, finish your food. You know, baltashchus. That's the colloquia, but it could be that only trees are daraisa, and others are derabbanan. But again, that is a very important topic of baltashchus. Okay, let us continue. It's a fascinating tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak says somebody was makbid for we discussed it yesterday. I think Pas Yisrael, and they went on a trip somewhere and they couldn't get Pas Yisrael there, so they had to eat pasakum, and they came back to Eretz Yisrael and they had some leftovers. They had some Pas Akum leftovers, but now they can get Pas Yisrael. So should they throw it out? Right? Should they give it to somebody else who's not Makvid? Or should they eat it because of Bat Hashkas? The Chumra of Pas Yisrael, that's his tshuva of in the Minchas Yitzchak. Okay, let's continue. Umayan ayotim tchila b'nei ha'ir b'sabchum imenu, a ma'ayan that, you know, all of a sudden shows up in somebody's property, a spring, anybody could use it. Amma rabba baraf hunem v'nosim lo damim. You gotta pay for it after you use it. If you don't pass in that way, because the spring belongs to everyone. Umachagam yamashot tver yivash livas kala. You could go fishing, but you can't spread a net that will inhibit the derech for the boats. Yamad es asfina. Avot tzadu b'rishasos u'b'mechmaros. So you can just put out some little nets. Tanu Rabbanan barishoni histu shvatim ze imze shli first kliya v'yamad es asfina. Originally, the shvatim themselves made a tenai amongst themselves not to spread out the nets to stop the boats. Avot tzadu b'rishasos u'b'mechmaros. Right, but he used these nets. Right, so some say it was the shvatim themselves did it, not even Yeshua ben Nun. Tanu Rabbanan yamish al tveriyah b'chagosh enaftali aisa. The Yam of Teria, the Kinneret is all in Naphtali. Below Od, Elishinot, Amalei, Chevel, Cherem, Bidjeroma. Not only that, but a certain amount of little piece of land on the south side of the Yam, which does not belong to Naphtali, that was also given to Naphtali. Why? L'kayei mashenemer Yam v'daromer Yerasha. Because when you pull out your nets, you need to stand on dry land to pull out your nets, so they need a few feet on the south side to pull out their nets. That was also given to Naphtali. So we mekayim the pasuk Yam v'darom, right? The Yam and a little south of it, Yerusha is the Yerusha of Naphtali. Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Tlushin Shebaharim Becheskes Kol Hashvadim Einomdin. If you go into the mountains and you find already detached wood, that belongs to all the Shvatim. It does not belong to the Shevet that it is found in because it's already detached, so it's not connected to the land. But attached trees belongs to that shevet. Every shevet has every topography possible. They have mountain, valley, south, right, emek valleys. Shenemar pnu su lachem uvo har hamariva kosh chena baraba uvaharu bashvelu vanegav v'chuf hayam v'chulu. Right, they had all different areas. You go, you all the shvatim go, and you'll have all areas. Right, the Gemara says Eretz Yisrael does not like anything. Right, every little we have snow, we have a little snow, we have tropical, we have stalactite caves. This little country, right, has a little bit of everything. Also, you find by the seven nations before them, they also had everything in each of their lands. And to all the neighbors, shows the neighbors also had all of these properties. The next takana was you're allowed to go to the bathroom behind the fence, even though the fence is full of saffron, and the Rambam says that the reyach is might damage the saffron. What does this really mean? Doesn't only mean that you're allowed to go to the bathroom there, but you're allowed to pick up rocks. Right? In those days, they didn't have tissues like we have, but they cleanse themselves with a rock or a stick. So that's why they were allowed to pick one of those up and use it. Amar of Chizda, Afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do this. What's the Chiddush of Shabbos? So some of Parshim say even if you're taking it out of the back of the fence, which was made out of stone, so it's not really soser. It's at most soser derabanan, demolishing derabanan. If a makom covered abrius, you know you're allowed to violate the iser derabanan. Marzutra Chasid Shakal Meheder. Marzutra used to use the stick, the rock, and then put it back. And he said to his servant after Shabbos, you know, go clean it up and put it back in. He used to take, even though it was a
they say he didn't have to do this, but he used to tell his servant to do this to make sure he left it as he found it originally. Next, you're allowed to walk on people's property until the rainy season, the second rain, and at that time you can't because that ruins the property then, because things start growing. Amar of Papa, Vahididon, Rapapa says, we here in Bavel, afilu tal kashila. Even if just dew falls on our crops, walking on it afterwards is difficult. So therefore, people don't walk on property even if it is difficult. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, you see from here, the rule is basically, in any time period in history, you figure out what's mazik. If it's mazik, people are not makbid, you're not allowed to do it. Umisalkin lisidi adrachim ibn yisaylus adrachim. And when it's muddy in the middle of the road, you're allowed to walk on this edge of people's property so you don't step into the mud. Shmuel Rav Yehuda havi shakli v'azli b'urcha. One time Shmuel and Rav Yehuda were walking on the road, havi misalik Shmuel lisidi adrachim, and they were walking on the edge, on people's property. Amalei Rav Yehuda, t'nain shizah Yoshua afilu b'bavel. They were in Bavel, right? Talking about Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda says to Shmuel, even in Bavel, these conditions apply. You're allowed to walk on people's property. Amalei says, yeah. Shani Omer, afilu chutz la'aretz. Even chutz la'aretz, I say, it applies. Period. Says the Mishnah Yavitz, Rav Jolti, Chakira. When Yoshua ben Nun made these tznayim, was this a chelek of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael were these tznayim? Yeshlis topic, imhum din be'etzem chalukas ha'aretz, da'almanas kein chilek es ha'aretz, she'e l'kol echad z'chus pekarka chaveiro, l'gabihani yasor etznoim. Right, they split up the land, but part of the land is that Reuven is allowed to have these rights in Yehuda and Yisachar. Is that what it is? Or, it's not a din in chalukas ha'aretz, but it's just a din in hefker bezin hefker. The Hefka, the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, boom, the Chalukah Zaras happened. But Bezdin also, because they are in charge of the monetary matters of Bnei Yisrael, they see Hefka, Bezdin, Hefka, these apply. What's the Nafka Mina? Does it apply in Chutz La'aretz or not? That's the Machlokas Amorim right here. It says the Mishnah Yavetz, if you want to look it up, Choshen Mishpat, Simin Lamed. He has that Chakira about these Tanam of Yoshua Ben Nun, and he says that's the goof of the Machlokas here. Is it part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or is it a part of Hefker bezin hefker. Rebbe Chiya Havishlakli Vazli Ba'urcha. One time they were walking on the road. Istalku l'sidi adrachim, and they were walking on people's property. Have kamafsiya va'azir Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenusa kamayu. And all of a sudden they see a tana walking towards them, stepping in the middle of the road, walking in the mud, being machmer on himself. So Amalei Rebbe Rebbe Chiya miyuzeh shemar gdola b'faneinu. Who is that? Miyuzeh veza who? That's how he's playing on words, right? Who is that? That's bringing bringing attention to himself. Rashi says, "Mechzi kiyura." Who is that? Amalei Rabbi Chiya, Shember Rabbi Yehuda ben Akusa, Tamidehu. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Akusa, my star pupil. V'chol masav l'shem shamayim. Everything he does is l'shem shamayim. Kimato l'gabe, when they got closer, Chazia, they saw that it was actually him. Amalei, they said to him, "Ilav Yehuda ben Kenusaat, if you wouldn't be who you are, gazartinu l'shakech, I would cut off your legs. Begizr the parzalab with an iron saw." What does that mean? I would have excommunicated you. When you're excommunicated, you can't walk anywhere. You have to stay away from everyone. That's why it's called cutting off your legs. Period. Right? This marker goes on the chumrish here that I've given in the past, and that is the mechzi kiyura. This is a simple story quoted in the Yerushalmi and Brachas. Right? What they say? They say mechzi kiyura. You're bringing attention to yourself. Mechzi kiyura. Everybody's staring at you. You're walking in the mud. You can't be machmir when it's bringing attention. When it's bringing attention to yourself. Sorry. Right. We had earlier. Right. By the Avelis. Right. The black socks. The black shoes. Socks. Right. The Tosafot discusses there. Okay. Ayin. That I think it's online somewhere. That shear. That chumer shear. But the five conditions about chumers. Hatov ben akramim. A little bit more. Mafsik v'yor. Mafsik v'ola. When you're stuck in the vineyards, you're allowed to go up and break off branches as you go. Tana rabban aruch. Havir hatov ben akramim. If you see your friend in the vineyard and he's lost, mafsik v'ola mafsik v'yor. You could go down and get him. Go down and get him and help him out, and you can break branches on the way down. Until you bring him out. And also he himself, if he's lost, you're allowed to chop him off until you get back onto the city of the derech. My v'chein, what's the v'chein? If your friend's lost and if you're lost, you might have said only if your friend is lost. You know the path, so you could go. You know the shortest way out, so you could go there, get him, and bring him out. Avalhu delo yada lahecha kasalik. So, but you might have thought that if you're lost, lo nifsug, you can't get out. Now, how'd you know that? You just got to go all the way around. Just follow, retrace your steps, and find the long way around. Bay Mitzri, kamash malan, go around the border. Kamash malan, no, you don't have to. Even if it is you are lost, you're allowed to go straight out. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Hadaraisahu. You're allowed to break the branches and get out because of the takana. It's a din daraisa. Tanya hashavas gufa minayin. How do you know that you're allowed to not only return people's lost items but their lost bodies? Hashavas gufo minayin. How do you know you're allowed to help them if they are lost? Hashavas gufo. Rashi says it means if somebody's lost, you can return him. Tamalomer vashivoso. Return him. So Gemara answers, Dalraisa with the Kaya Bay Mitzri. No, me Dalraisa, you still might have to go the long way around. You might not be able to go through. Asa who tuck in the Mitzvah of all the Mitzvah Yori. But he came along and made the Takana of cutting down the branches along the way. Famous Rambam, we mentioned in Nedarim, Pirush Mishnayos in Nedarim, where the Rambam says, what is the source for a doctor healing? Doctor healing a patient. Nowhere does the Rambam say in Mishnah Torah, does he say, Verapa Yerape? Doesn't quote that. You know what he says the mitzvah is? Hashiv Osolo. If you have to return somebody's property, surely returning their health is also part of the mitzvah daraisa of Hashav Asaveda. They lost their health, right? And therefore, you have a mitzvah to return it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we talk about Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah, we talk about Bnei Yisrael thirsty for Torah, even before they got the Torah. Tomorrow, Bava Kama Def Pei Beis, we talk about the Takanis Ezra, not just the Takanis Moshe, the special status of Yerushalayim, Shalom Neshachal L'Shvatim. That's all tomorrow. I'm telling you. And then we get to on Shabbos. You started Merubah on Shabbos, and we finished Merubah on Shabbos. There's Pei Gimel's important discussions of Uvuchukos Seyamos Eleichu. So hopefully we got to do that too on Pei Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.